The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Some trivia, special holidays, and the weekend. Let me tell you about that. Plus, we examine what God says, sees, and feels about our connection with Him. How much does God know about what we go through? And finally, why does He care so much?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. We're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call. 972-445-0770. There will be trivia. Any topic, by the way, is open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's, well, it's just amateur radio. That's the reality check. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. First and foremost, right out of the gate, a shout out to Clint. Oh, that's going to get me in a lot of trouble. A shout out to Clint because he's going away. They're going to do a tour for their company and Mr. Restore.
Here I come to save the day. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, he gets the situation well in hand.
I gotta get a text any second now from Clint going, did you say Clinton? Oh, I'm going to be in trouble for that. But that's how we start Mondays. That's what makes them fun. They're going to a Mr. Restore, going to a trade show, and going to be promoting. They're advancing, and they are just reaching out throughout the, not just the state, but the country. They're doing a fabulous job. Look, if you have had any fire or water damage, any problems, any sewage problems, any other restoration service that you may need, these are absolutely, positively at the top, the number one people to call. MrRestore.com. MrRestore.com. They have free evaluations, advanced drying technologies, work with all insurance companies, triple A-plus rated. I mean, how much bigger can you get than A? It's like a Fonzie thing. They got a lot of A's. 50 years of restoration experience, thousands of happy customers. That's what you got to know. Family-owned and operated. They have a 24-7 emergency response and on-site within 60 minutes. Get in touch with these guys. MrRestore.com. I know you can do that. And if you have any troubles, they will help you and walk you through it. 877-631-7576. 877-631-7576. Well, they made like 9 mistakes there. That's not bad. I'm off to a good start. Let me give you a little bit of update, and then we'll get into what we're going to be talking about. Number one, I just want to thank everybody for the emails and some of the phone calls. You know, some of the people like Jason did a big shout out. Really appreciate it. Olin asked some questions. Really appreciate that. You know, Elijah reached out to me. Really appreciate that. I appreciate it when people reach out via phone, via email, via whatever, because it lets me know that you're listening and it lets me know the show is a blessing. That's number one. Number two, my phone is demonic. Now you say why. Because I hit some button somewhere at some point. I have a pixel. Okay, I don't know. You know, they're all smartphones. They're all smarter than I am. I should be doing Jitterbug. It's just like big buttons, push, whatever. Anyway, so I push some button, and now every time somebody calls, I get two or three sounds at the same time. It's fine if you're listening to, like, the Star Trek theme, but at the same time I've got, you know, Hope in front of me, and then at the same time you've got, like, a whistle, like, woo, and they're all coming at the same time. It sounds like my phone is just, like, you know, went to the sixth level of Hades and just hung out there. It's kind of a bizarre thing. Number two, I want to say wow to the Dallas Cowboys, right? Big win. You kind of felt like they were going to win. I don't know. I don't know if it's Washington or whatever, but I just, you know, as soon as Dak Prescott threw that one long pass for the touch, it was over. It's like, this game's done. And then I understand Houston won. That was good. And amazingly, I will say this, because for me, it never happens, but the Lions, my home team from where I was born, not really my team, but my home team, beat the Chargers, who abandoned San Diego, 13-10, and I was exceedingly happy about that. So I'm just being honest. No point in, you know, this is how it goes. And then, of course, what did I do this weekend? What do I do every weekend? What's my big fun thing for doing every weekend? That's right. Tons of fun for no one. That's all I got. And I see, we got one mower for free because these people were leaving the state and they just wanted to get rid of it, which tells you the quality of mower that is. And then another one for $75, which tells you the quality mower that is. And one of them broke. So then I had to switch to the other one in the middle of the cut. Hey, I didn't know that mowers didn't cut at the same height, even if you adjust them roughly the same amount. My yard knows. So if you want to play like bocce ball on my yard, the ball will tilt to the left. That's all I'm going to tell you there. Today is, for those that do not know, Collect Rocks Day. And I am not joking when I tell you the first line in this is this. If collecting stamps is too boring for you, this could be right up your alley. That is exactly what it says on Collecting Rocks Day. So you're right. What do you think of that?
I think it's also Guacamole Day.
It's Guacamole
yeah.
Day?
Oh. Much better than collecting rocks.
No kidding. And besides that, how is collecting rocks better than collecting like stamps? Hey, I got a rock. It's Guacamole Day?
Yipper.
Oh, I like guacamole. First time I had guacamole, put it on a pork chop. Is that the most bizarre thing? It was delicious. And ever since then, I've been like, oh, I want guacamole on that. That's I don't know what it is. It's green, so it scares me, okay? But just to let you know. Then the last thing for people to know, it's National Play-Doh Day. That's a good one. National Play-Doh, for those that don't remember. Let's get into the teach. We have so many minutes, and then we'll do the trivia next. I got some pretty cool trivia questions. But I want to talk a little bit about our connection with the Lord. So there is this amazing thing where you and I are children of the Most High King. It is oft forgotten and not oft taught. I don't know why I'm using oft. It is an important element that you understand that you are a child of the Most High God, that your dad, Heavenly Father, is the King of the universe. So if you're ever feeling like people in Hollywood or other places get away with stuff because of their royalty, so to speak, in our system, don't worry about it. It'll all catch up. It'll all be made right because God is our father, not God's everybody's father, not according to Jesus. Jesus said to the Pharisees in John chapter 7, you're of your father, in John chapter 8, and also partially in 7, you're of your father, the devil. So no, not everybody is a child of the Most High God. It doesn't work that way. And it only really applies for those who understand and have been given not just the grace, but used by faith, their position to be utilize the rights to become children of God. And that's you, because you're listening to this show. And the only reason you do that is you're trying to get closer. That or you're completely bored and you have nothing to do and your radio is stuck. So here's the reality check on our connection with the Lord. I want to make sure you understand this. This is really important because Understanding these principles help us understand how this relationship flows. Matthew 28:20 says, "And teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." Now, here's something that we need to understand about God's connection with us. Your Father's connection to you. It's very important for you to grasp this, okay? God is not on Pluto, which used to be a planet and then got deplaneted. That is the ultimate humility. You're a planet, and then the next day you're not a planet, I will say. But God's not in the Pluto, and he's not in the forest away from you just hanging out with the squirrels. He's with you. You know, there is a band a long time ago and called the Daniel Amos Band. A lot of people will probably not know that, but they wrote a song called Shotgun Angel. Had to do with Jesus riding on your front seat kind of mentality. And it's like, oh, yeah, well, that's a picture and it's a cute song. True, but there is an element where you and I must understand God is not distant and that he's observing with a telescope. Oh, look what's going on there on Earth. Oh, now I can't see because the Earth is rotating. That is not what takes place. And along with that connection is Hebrews 13:5, which says, "Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." Not only is he not on Pluto, not only is he not just swimming in a dolphin somewhere in the ocean and you have no connection. He's made a commitment and a promise never to abandon us. How many people in your life can you acknowledge right now? How many people have you gone through this process where you feel like maybe they've abandoned you, right? They weren't whatever it is. They weren't committed. They weren't strong enough. They weren't faithful, whatever that is. Here's the commitment from God that he makes in our connection with him. Not only is he close to us, but he's with us and will never forsake us. I don't even know if I can say that about myself to myself. You know that expression, to thine own self be true? I don't think I've done that all that well. But God's commitment to me is greater than my own commitment to myself, and that he will never abandon me. And people are going to hurt me between now and death. That's going to happen, right? Jesus never said, if someone offends you, forgive them. He said, when. Not if. It's like, it's going to happen, okay? But what we get in our connection with the king, one of the coolest things that he talks about and says is, I'm not far from you, I'm with you, and I will never abandon you. All right, that already makes God 10 times more stellar than any other entity ever that existed ever. And I appreciate that I can count on his presence and his faithfulness. And you should too. Even if it's the hardest time ever, he's right there, man. He's with you. All right, we'll take a break. We're going to come back in the next element. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water damage, call Mr. Restore.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Their favorite joke is when the guy comes in, he goes golfing and comes into his wife and he just got back from golfing. You know this one, he's sweating everywhere. Oh, this is a classic. He's sweating everywhere and he's really tired. He's like and she's like, what happened? He goes, oh my gosh, it was the worst. It was about the fourth hole and we were playing and all of a sudden, you know, Herb fell over and had a heart attack. She goes, oh, my goodness, what did you do? He goes, well, it was hit the ball and pull Herb. Hit the ball and pull Herb.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. and you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media, and on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section, and it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
Snap, crackle, pop. That's not just an old cereal reference. That's the sound our bodies make when they're out of whack. Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown, owner of the Specific Chiropractic Center in Richardson, is here to help. If you're experiencing pain from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, it's time for a checkup, a chiropractic checkup. Reach out to Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown, for an evaluation. Less pain is a good thing. Are you suffering from a chronic condition that's not improving? You can call him at 972-454-9362. That's 972-454-9362. Or go directly to his website and schedule an appointment, drbrandonbrown.com. That's drbrandonbrown.com. If you tell him that you heard it on the David Spoon Experience, you might even get a lollipop. It feels good to feel good. Connect with the chiropractic doctor extraordinaire, Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown. Go to drbrandonbrown.com. Get hope, get well, live well, get to feeling groovy again.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I do want to let you know, if you want to reach the show, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. The website, davidspoonmedia.com. Facebook, David Spoon Media. YouTube, David Spoon Media. Those are ways to get in touch and to connect and to hear some of the stuff that we've done. Look at some videos, maybe some comments. I'll tell you two things, and then we'll get into our next sponsor. I just heard you do the Snap, Crackle, Pop commercial, which you did an excellent job on, by the way, so I thank you for that.
Thank you.
I am now having a small disassociation, or actually an association problem, because over the weekend it turned out that Joe Biden had a big-time encounter with a big gang member about 50 years ago named Corn Pop. I don't know what to do, folks. Sometimes you hear that and you go, okay. The guy 50 years ago, he was a gang member because what he was in charge of two or three other guys at a public pool, because that's where I see the gangs go, to a public pool. But better yet, he named himself Corn Pop. Not Tony the Tiger, right? Not Frankenberry. Not Lucky Charms. Corn Pop. So I'm having a little bit of a hard time, so because now it's Snap, Crackle, Pop, and that's just the pop thing's killing me. The other thing is, I will tell you, I did make a comment, and you please forgive me for those that get offended about stuff like this, but, you know, they came out with another thing about Justice Kavanaugh, about somebody accusing him that's a fresh accuser, which is 100% a lie. It's a lie. It's not even a misinformation. It's a lie. It's because two New York Times authors are releasing a book, and they were trying to generate interest. And so they took a portion of the book and released it and tried to make it sound like it was new information about another accuser. It was a complete lie. They've already had to retract it. It's already done. And, in fact, the person who they were talking about said she had no recollection of the experience whatsoever. It's like, wait, what? I don't recollect ever using the New York Times as a news. It's like, I don't recollect. It never happened. So I did make a comment, and let's see if you guys know this one. I said, I like the New York Times. I also like The Onion and The Babylon Bee. And the last time they were the paper of record, I used to get my general information from my bazooka gum. Okay, that's where I used to get it. And then I'd get my political advice from a guy named Mr. Zigzag. Let's see if you guys know those references. If you do, you are really a part of this show. I just want to say, did you get that one? The bazooka gum and the Zigzag? Come on.
Yes, I got it.
All right. Just give me a hard time. That's fine. All right. Here you go. First trivia question. Why did the person with only one talent, according to Jesus, why did the person with only one talent hide it instead of using it? Why did the person with one talent hide it instead of using it? Reach out to us, 972-445-0770. This segment brought to you by Benefit Link.
I got a peaceful, easy feeling.
Here's a fact. Medicare is a national health insurance program, but another fact is it can be confusing, doesn't always provide enough coverage for seniors' needs. And so the answer is the Benefit Link. Zero cost service that helps seniors navigate their Medicare options by providing objective advice and personal support, no cost. What's the cost? No cost. What's the cost? No cost. You call 972-BENEFIT, 972-BENEFIT, or you go to thebenefitlink.com. Now, they're passionate about providing peace of mind, and it's important that you understand that to talk to them and for them to direct you, nothing, no cost. You have no requirements. You can just talk to somebody who can give you insight. 972-BENEFIT, 972-BENEFIT, or thebenefitlink.com. We already have a call. Oh, that's fast. Okay. All right, hold on. This is David. What kind of pizza can I get you? Oh, sorry. All right, this is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Roger.
Hi, Roger. How are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you. And you?
I'm doing very well. I thought it was a good football weekend. It was a tough weekend cutting grass, but it was a good football weekend, so I like that.
Very good weekend.
Yes, sir.
My TCU Horned Frogs even won again.
Okay, so you're into it. Are you now? See, I'm a guy that watches some of the college and some of the pros, but you can tell when they're gonna win. you can just feel like, oh, this is over. I mean, I'm not to be a Pats bandwagon person, but 43-0. Okay, that's pretty wild. All right, talk to me. The person Jesus giving the illustration talks about a person with one talent. That person hid it instead of using it. Why?
Because he was afraid of the master and what he would do to him if something happened to that talent.
Yeah. So what ultimately then, that's 100% correct, by the way. So you absolutely won it on that. Let me ask you, he was afraid and so he did nothing with it. Do people around you ever do that where they're afraid and they just don't use their talent?
Yes, I believe maybe we all are sometimes.
That's excellent. What an excellent answer. There are times and places where we all do that. That's a great, great answer. My friend, you have started the show off in a superb fashion, giving the right answer and helping us set on the right trail.
Well, brother, I enjoy your show when I get a chance to listen to it.
I appreciate that, sir. Thank you so much.
God bless you guys.
All right. God bless you, brother. All right. See, that's what he did. He hid that talent. What's sad about that is that fear can immobilize some of us. Some of us have a talent that God has given us and granted us, and we get so afraid. And it's like, well, I might do it wrong or I might do this. Better you should do it wrong and let God teach you than do nothing, right? That's just the reality for a lot of us. Okay, so just in the prior section, we were talking about God and our connection to him and what God has to say about it. He's not on Pluto. He never abandons us. He's always with us. I want you to see something. I want you to see how God sees the connection. Not sees candy, sees the connection. I only got a few minutes, so I want to make sure to get this in. Listen to this story. This will tell you so much. Acts 9, 1 through 6. Meanwhile, Saul was still breathing out murderous threats against the Lord's disciples. He went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues in Damascus, so that if he found any who belonged to the way, whether men or women, he might take them to prison. As he neared Damascus on his journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" "Who are you, Lord?" Saul asked. "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting," he replied. "Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." Here's the coolest catch. Oh, I hope you get this. Saul was breathing out murderous threats against the Lord's disciples. He was taking men and women and throwing them into the jail. People who were in the church were going to jail because of Saul. Jesus confronts him and says, "Why are you persecuting me?" And he's like, "Well, who are you?" "I'm Jesus. I'm the one you're persecuting." "Well, no, wait. I thought the scripture said that Saul was persecuting men and women who believed in Jesus." Exactly. How the Lord sees it is when you touch his kids, you touch him. How the Lord sees you is that when somebody does something towards you, something against you, Satan's fighting against you, he sees that as being himself being attacked, because he connects himself so closely to you that what you go through, he knows. And he shares with you. Do you get that? So Jesus goes, "Why are you attacking me? Why are you persecuting me?" And Saul's going, "I'm persecuting people from the church. What are you talking about?" And Jesus is going, "You're persecuting me. You're attacking me because you're attacking mine." I could tell you right now, so my son called me up last night, and he wasn't feeling good, and so we prayed over the phone. And if I needed to go over there, I'd have gone over there. And, you know, it might have been some spiritual warfare. It might have been some, you know, illness, whatever the case may be. All I know is that when it's happening to him, it's happening to me because I don't like it. And it's like, now that that's my son who's under that gun, I'll do whatever I can to protect him. Well, if I'm an idiot and I feel that way, how much better is God when it regards to his kids? So what you go through, he knows. What you endure, he knows. He connects with you. You never go through that. You know, you'll never go through that alone. If you are a Bible-believing, born-again Christian, the Lord is with you. He not only teaches it in the context of talking about Matthew 28:20 and Hebrews 13:5, he illustrates it in Acts chapter 9, 1 through 6. Oh, but I'm going to do the one worst thing I can do in the whole world. I'm going to do when we come back. It's just terrible, but needs to be done. It's what we're going to do. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Just as I am.
Fact, Medicare is a national health insurance program. Fact, Medicare can be confusing and doesn't always provide enough coverage for seniors' needs. The answer is the Benefit Link. This is a zero-cost service that helps seniors navigate their Medicare options by providing objective advice and personal support. Fact, for no cost, the Benefit Link has advocates available on a direct basis every day who are ready to help you. Call 972-BENEFIT. That's 972-BENEFIT. Or go to thebenefitlink.com. That's thebenefitlink.com. The Benefit Link is passionate about providing peace of mind. Fact, this is great for you, so act now.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the Donkey, jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey, la, la, la.
That's for Zany, my friend.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. So we, being not
completely unlike, you know, Christmas Vacation in Chevy Chase and so on and so forth. We got a really big tree, slapped it up on the car. Of course, it scratched the car to no end. Remember, I'm Jewish, and I'm trying to follow the Christmas holiday. It's got nothing to do with my Christianity. I like Christmas. I like the season and so on and so forth. I have no problem celebrating any specific time, picking a time, and we're as close as we can be celebrating the birth of Christ. It's awesome. It's a great time of year. But you're talking about me fighting a tree, and I'm fighting the tree, and I'm fighting the tree, and I hack off a few branches. And unfortunately, what I hacked off with the axe wasn't enough, because I was right there again, holding the Christmas tree with my feet on the door, trying to pull it in. Hey, you know what? The Christmas tree was not coming in. So you know what I did? I hacked off a few more pieces. But then, instead of just trying to pull the tree in, I hacked off a few more pieces. By this point, I have decided that Christmas is a pagan holiday that only people who are supporting Christmas presents have created, and Jewish people who believe in Jesus should not be celebrating Christmas, and I'm crashing the tree, and I've got the act up, and I'm crushing it, and I'm going to get this tree in, and you would not believe it, but after doing that for 15 minutes, I still could not get the tree in the house.
Sometimes
welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station, here in Texas. That's right. I got to figure out, see, once you've been somewhere for, like, in baseball, you're a rookie for, like, 2 years, right? Then once you hit your two-year mark, you're not a rookie. So I will have lived in Texas. It'll be 2 years and, like, 2 months from now. So then do I cease being a rookie in Texas, or am I, you know, these are the things I sit and ponder at night. a little too much extra time. If you want to reach me, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website, davidspoonmedia.com. Facebook and YouTube, David Spoon Media. I think we could do another trivia question. We'd probably pull it off because it doesn't take long. It's easy stuff. All right, here you go. Here's a straight out simple question. Ready? According to the book of James, what can no man tame? Ooh. According to the book of James, what can no man tame? 972-445-0770. This segment brought to you by our good friend Jamie Blumenthal. Jamie and Nancy, wonderful wife Nancy, the president and owner of Retirement Strategies and Solutions, their website retiretherightway.com. If all goes well, Jamie should be in here on Wednesday. It's good because I have some questions for him about some of the things that are going on from the economic point of view, because I don't understand if we're more energy independent, why the oil's going up since they have a release on the reserves. I got some questions. Here's the bottom line. In regards to facing your future, and in regards to facing what it's going to be with Social Security, without Social Security, what you can contribute, what you should contribute, what you should or should not do, I am not an expert. And if you are, congratulations. But if you're looking to talk to somebody who is an expert and is willing to give you an hour and a half of their time at no cost just to do a checkup to see where you're at, you definitely want to get a hold of Jamie. RetireTheRightWay.com. RetireTheRightWay.com. That's the website. 800-287-1667. 800-287-1667. Plan right, retire right, retire the right way. All right. In the beginning of this discussion, I started talking about our connection with the King, our connection with the Lord. And I wanted to identify that there's commitments that he makes to us in our connection with him. One, he's not on Pluto, some distant, gaseous kind of concept of God in another universe. In fact, deists actually believe that and there were some political people in the past that were deists. And what they believe is that God came, he did all these wonderful things, and then he left. And then his whole mindset is he's going to come back in X amount of time and check up and see how we're doing. That was fantastic science fiction, you know, about 500 years ago. But the bottom line is that's not what God does. That's not the commitment he made. That's not what he says. That's not how it works. So I don't care how high up a person was politically. I don't care where they're. It's just not what the Word of God teaches, period. It specifically teaches that the Lord is with us. I mean, he's so with us that Jesus was also named Emmanuel, which is God with us. I mean, that is as with us as you're going to get. He continues to intercede for us. The only way to do that is to be connected to us. Hebrews 7:25, he continually intercedes. He's our advocate. He never will never abandon us. He will never forsake us like people have done in the past. God will never do to us. That doesn't mean he won't let you go through a lot. It just means he won't quit on you. And then looking at how he sees that connection with us, how he views it, what the viewpoint is, you look at Jesus as he confronts Saul and says to Saul on the road to Damascus, you know, you're persecuting me. Saul was in fact persecuting the church, but how God sees it is you're touching mine, so you're touching me, and I don't like it. It's like, okay, I get that as a dad, as a grandpa. I mean, somebody does something weird or, you know, something offensive to my children or my grandchildren. That's when I have to pray for just being regular, normal, restraint kind of mentality. But this segment is that next level up, because it's one thing to understand how God talks about us. It's another thing to see what God does when there's action involved. And see what he sees in our connection. But now this portion right here, this is what I want to talk about in regards to God feeling. Because there is this idea in certain parts of Christianity that God doesn't have feelings. It's like, what? What? When the Bible talks about grieving the Holy Spirit, that's not the same as quenching the Holy Spirit. Quenching the Holy Spirit is restricting the flow. Grieving the Holy Spirit is to make him sad. You can make the Holy Spirit sad by being kind of jerky or by not yielding to the influence of the Holy Spirit. There's joy in heaven when one sinner repents. There's joy in heaven. Whoa, that's awesome. There's grief. There's happiness and sadness, so to speak. God is not without emotions. The idea that he is ludicrous, non-scriptural. And how far does that go? Well, Hebrews 1:3 tells us that Jesus is the exact representation of God. I mean, Jesus is like a picture. No, let's rephrase it. He's exactly, because he is God, the exact representation of God. Because he is God. So what does that tell us about how he feels? John chapter 11. After she said this, she went back and called her sister Mary aside. The teacher is here, and he's asking for you. When Mary heard this, she got up quickly and went to him. Jesus had not yet entered the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. When the Jews who had been with Mary in the house, comforting her, noticed how quickly she got up, they followed her, supposing she was going to the tomb to mourn. When Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said, Lord, if you'd have been here, my brother would not have died. Referring to Lazarus. When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. Where have you laid him? He asked. Come and see, Lord, they replied. Jesus wept. And then the Jews said, see how he loved him. Can I tell you this from a theological point of view? Jesus knew Lazarus was getting up. He said so earlier. He knew he was getting up. It wasn't like Jesus was going, oh, poor Lazarus, that's the end for him. Jesus knew about eternal life. Jesus knew about what was coming. Jesus knew that he was in a better place. But when Jesus wept, he wasn't weeping for Lazarus. Lazarus was doing great. But the people that were connected to him, they were all hurt. Because there's a lot of pain involved in death. And Jesus was around them all. And they missed Lazarus so. And they were hurting so deeply. So what did Jesus do? He wept. He cried for the pain of his own. There's a weirdness there. It's like, well, God has to be macho. Okay, you know it was God who created crying in the first place, right? The ability to cry. The ability to laugh comes from God. The ability to cry comes from God. And being one of us, Jesus embraced, did not restrain, embraced being one of us, and the pain was so deep he wept. You think the Father understood? They were one. Of course the Father understood. It's not just that God says he's with us. It's not just how God sees that connection. It's also how God feels about that connection. He loves you. Yes, you are dumb and dopey. Congratulations. You and every other believer ever. But he loves you. He's passionate about you, willing to sacrifice for you. I mean, how important is that? I just want you to think about that. Think, oh, man. Worried about, you know, getting through my shift. I'm worried about paying my bills. I'm worried about the car starting. I'm worried about. Do you know that the creator of the universe has feelings for you of agape, of love? He cares about you. How much more important is that than it is on the other stuff? You know, you do have 60, 70, 80, 90, maybe even 100 years here. But that love that God has for us, that goes for eternity, millions and millions and millions of years. That's why Paul said our weight now is not to be compared to the glory that's going to follow. That's who's loving you, the King of the universe, the King of all creation. And he feels with you. And yeah, when you cry and when you hurt and when you're struggling, he's not struggling. He just feels your pain. He's with you in that process. Here's one that I really want people to get. The Holy Spirit lives inside of you. So if you are going through something, is the Holy Spirit void of knowing what you're going through? When you're stressed out, does the Holy Spirit not know? I didn't know he was stressed out. I just live inside him. It's like, just think about that. Your own brain knows you're stressed out. Your own heart, your blood, your muscles know you're stressed out. Your bone, your entire body. If that's true about you, how about God who's living inside of you? Like, wow. Yeah. And he cares. That's where we... He cares. He feels for you. Because he loves you. I mean, just think about it. What a great way to start Monday. Cool. I need this. Hey, guess what, folks? I need this. I need it too. I have a hard time sometimes. And it's like, I need God's love just to fall upon me. I wish I retained always the love that God has for me. Just that simple knowledge. Because it's powerful and it's life-changing. Okay? All right. We're going to take our break and then we're going to come back. We have another segment to go on this. Plus, we're going to answer our trivia question. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Don't go anywhere.
Trade tensions, stock market volatility. You don't want to go down the wrong path on anything, but especially involving your retirement. Retirement Strategies and Solutions with Jamie Blumenthal puts you on the right path so you can plan right, and retire the right way. Call Jamie at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com for financial peace of mind, wisdom, and safety regarding your retirement. Are you getting older, retired, or retiring soon? Do you have an IRA or 401k? You want to make sure your retirement money is safe. Money in the stock market is unprotected from loss. Sake Money, or No-So Money is protected. For a free copy of his book and a free get-together with no obligation, talk with Jamie. Call him at 800-287-1667 or go to RetireTheRightWay.com. That's RetireTheRightWay.com.
What is the David Spoon experience?
Woman walks into window and sues for injuries. Play that again. Apparently now being moronic entitles you to sue. Here's the problem. The person walked into a window and sued the restaurant owner because there was a window there. I want to say two things. One, my dog has more common sense than that because my dog stops at the window and waits. And number two, I guess with the $100,000 the woman is trying to get, she can buy a sensor that goes off and she can wrap it around her forehead so that whenever she's going to come close to an object, it will beep for her. What do you think? That's a good one.
The David Spoon Experience. You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Or maybe driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. All you need to do is call KAAM at 972-445-1700 and ask for David Spoon. Or send him an email at davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. And bam! You've got your own Commercial Whammy.
The David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. If you want to reach the show, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. By the way, if you want some free music from our intros and so on and so forth, livinginhisgrip.com is a place you can go. I think it's the Hymn, H-Y-M-N, that's how you spell hymn, project. You can go to livinginhisgrip.com, get that music for free, no cost. Our email, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Our website, davidspoonmedia.com. We do take donations because we're trying to not just stay on the air. We're trying to do some advanced elements as well as be able to give you stuff and do cool stuff. And I just need $1 trillion. That's all. So let's just start ponying up until I get to a trillion. That's all. Facebook, David Spoon Media. YouTube, David Spoon Media. Keeping it simple. Let's go to back to our trivia question, which now I have to locate that. Let's see. Where did I put my trivia piece of paper? Isn't that terrible? Oh, here it is. According to the book of James, what can no man tame? According to the book of James, so you know this, we're talking about the book of James. What can no man tame? There you go. I was going to give the phone number, but somebody's already calling. So that took a long time. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Miss Gates.
Hi, Miss Gates. How are you?
Well, I'll be better if you tell me if I answer the trivia question. Can I ask you another one?
You can, and I may have an answer or I may not have an answer, so it's a roll of the dice. But you
All
are
right,
more than welcome
we'll do
to
do it
ask
that
me.
Way.
Okay.
And the answer to your question is, according to James, and life experience would sort of back that up, I think, the tongue cannot be controlled.
That is correct, ma'am. You are absolutely correct. It is the tongue that no
well,
man can
tame.
Well,
you know, it is sad, too.
It can be, and that's – I'll tell you what's really weird about that, Ms. Gates. Let me just say, being a talk show person, it's so weird. Yeah, it's like what am I supposed to do, Lord, you know?
It is challenging.
Yeah, it has its moments.
You pretty much do okay. There's a few things you kind of I worry about you getting off in the weeds, but that's okay.
Yeah, you and my wife both. She's worried about me too.
I do look forward to the day when we can meet. I would like that.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I think that'd be
and
great.
The same goes for Wonder Julie there.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I never did get a chance to write the studio because I don't know the KAAM. I don't know their address to tell them a big thank you. So you just tell them for me a big thank you for all the good programming they have on and all the good Bible teaching. I really, really appreciate it. Now, if I can ask my question.
If I can answer it, I will do my best. If I'm not, you will hear me say I do not know.
Okay, then. In the parable of the talents and the certain man 19, I'm reading out of Luke 19, verse 12, a certain nobleman went into a far country, which sets up the story. But it ends a little bit differently.
Correct.
And verse 24, it says, and he said unto them that stood by, take from him the pound and give it to him that has 10 pounds.
Correct.
And verse 25 said, and they said unto him, Lord, he has 10 pounds. So where do we put that one?
So what, and I'm going to do my best, okay? This is actually one I know, so I'm kind of hoping to do this a good way. So when they said that, sir, they said he already has 10. And then Jesus replied, I tell you, everyone who has more will be given, but as for the one who has nothing, even what he has will be taken away. Mm-hmm. So the guy that did nothing with it illustrated nothing, so
yeah.
It's taken, right?
And then guy that buried it, he says, out of the unknown mouth I will judge thee, thou wicked servant. Wherefore then gavest not thou my money into the bank, that at my coming I might have required mine own with usury.
Right. So he
okay,
didn't, which is interesting.
That's always confused me anyway.
What he's saying is, if you would have just taken what I had, and just put it in the most conservative place. The bank was keep in mind, even now, the interest in a bank, I think, is like 1% or maybe it's 2%. But, you know, it's backed up, it's insured. He didn't have to do anything with it. He didn't have to invest it. You have to research. You have to think. You have to talk to people. You have to get involved. He didn't even have to do that. He just had to place it. He didn't even place it. Probably took more effort to bury it than anything else. The idea, though, was that the person with the 10 is actively willing to continually do stuff for the kingdom. The person with the 1 was not. And it's like, well I'm going to take what you have and I'm going to give it.
I'm not getting it, David. I'll have to read it again because he kept it and he had 10 besides.
No, that's two different. The one who kept it,
he has 10 pounds.
Yeah, the one who kept it did not have the 10. The one he got 1 and buried it. That's different than the person who had 10.
No. You're looking at the wrong part.
Okay,
this is the only place it tells it in this completely different order in Luke. I'll give you that.
Okay, I got it in front of me.
Don't mention this.
Okay.
I don't want to argue with you.
Oh no! By all means, no.
Let's do this for another lesson and try and figure that out because
okay.
he doesn't even address that. But I'm thinking that it might have been some kind of a joke, really, because he said unto them that stood by, okay, now he'd given them all, each of them, 10 pounds and said, go and occupy till I come, which occupation is like work, you know.
Okay.
And then... But when he came back, he had put what the Lord gave him in the ground in a safe place. And when they was questioned about it, Jesus told them that stood by, take from him the pound, meaning the one that
correct.
He had given him. Okay? And verse 25, and they said unto him, Lord, he has 10 pounds, which would seem to imply that since he had 10 pounds, that maybe he made the extra, and he was going to get the pound that Jesus gave him back after all, because he made the 10 pounds.
I see where you're going with that. I got you. So here's what I would do. Yeah, here's what I would do. Okay, here's what I'm going to tell you, and then we can discuss this, because I love discussing stuff like this. What I want you to do before we discuss again, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to read it in – I know it's going to be hard for me to say this, so you got to bear with me. I want you to read it in a couple of other translations, because I think what's being missed is that communication. That's what I think. If I'm wrong, I apologize. But
make sure you read verse 26.
Yep.
Because Jesus comes back and says, okay, after they said unto him, Lord, he has 10 pounds.
Right.
Then Jesus just says, for I say unto you, unto everyone who has shall be given.
Right.
Okay. The point would be in this, I'm thinking, is that Jesus gave him the pound, and the Lord caused it to be multiplied into 10.
I see what you're saying. That's not how I would read
sense,
that.
In that sense, the guy was doing the best he knew to protect what Jesus had given him, even while he made, what's that return on? A return on 1 pound times 10, that's a pretty good return on his
effort. Yeah, I don't think when he says give it to the one who has 10, I think that's the first person who had the 10, but that's my reading of it. And what I'd like you to do is examine it. I think you're confusing the people in his conversation. I think you're switching one person to the other. But I understand, so I'd like to talk to you about it more later. Just do me a favor. Read it in a couple other versions, or read it straight out of the Greek, and then we can collectively talk about it.
I read all four versions, so
yeah.
I've already put them beside each other in English, but I'll see if I can find
give it a shot. We'll talk about it, and we'll open it up to the audience and let the people say, hey,
I believe that's in all four Gospels. Usually, there's no disagreement. I mean, there's difference, there's variations, but not this big a one, which is why I wanted to call attention to it, because I've gone over that again and again and again, and the only thing I can think of is that was a pretty good return on the investment, and maybe that's what the Lord had intended.
Yeah, I would see that differently, and I appreciate
thank
your time.
You.
Oh, you're so welcome. You know that. I love having you call in, so I appreciate that, and thanks for getting the answer right. I will say one thing that some people do miss. And I'm not saying that Ms. Gates is missing this. I'm just saying that Jesus, it was a 3-year ministry, and you would tell a story, and you'd have to tell the story. I can tell you right now, stories alter, change, progress, and so no wonder it wasn't exactly the same every time. Because when I tell a story, my stories always get better with the telling. I imagine that's probably true all the way around. All right, we're out of time, so we're gonna run out from here, and then we'll finish up tomorrow. So no worries, everybody. It's a good thing. It's a good thing when we're engaging with one another and loving one another. All right, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 23-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.